Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a terrific weekend, and I hope everybody got out and voted this week.
Yes, I absolutely did. Got out and voted, and I almost just fell out of my chair. So, but I am okay.
You're okay. Don't fall out of your chair. No. We didn't even start drinking yet.
No, there's no drinking involved.
No drinking involved. We are joined with Dustin Vlasic with, I was getting ready to say with 590. Now I'm losing it. With Golden Oak Lending. Welcome to the show, Dustin.
Thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you as always. And I know you've been busy yourself building a home.
I have been.
You're not building it with a hammer, but...
Well, I'd like to sometimes, but I don't have that skill set.
Yeah, it would look like
a doghouse probably when I was finished with it, but...
Sometimes you wish you could get in there and take over and do it yourself, but we're glad to be helping you throughout that process. And yeah, when you're dealing with real estate, there's so many different things that get involved, and that's why we say all the time, you better work with someone that you can trust, who you know has your back, because it's a daily thing of things popping up in the real estate world, right?
Every single day, especially when you're building. It seems like there's something new that comes up. They have another question for you. Something might have been good or bad, whatever it is.
Right.
And you have to have the right team behind you to make sure that it's getting done right.
There is a lot of stress that comes out of building a home. It really is. But, I mean, it's a great thing. But everybody loves it. Everybody likes the concept of having a new home built. But a lot of stress, a lot of steps get involved with that as well. And so we're glad to be partnering with you on that.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think too many people are under the impression, we won't mention the builder's name, but under the impression that you don't need someone to help you when you're building a home. You can just go to the builder's agent, write a contract, and what do you need an agent for? But unfortunately, Dustin, you found out for yourself the things that can come up during building a home, right?
Yeah, and I knew it had, just from being in the business, I knew in advance that I had to have someone representing me. Now, they're nice people, and I like them, but they're salespeople just the same.
We didn't mention their name. We're okay.
No, but the thing is you have to have someone that knows what they're doing, someone that has your back, and that someone's going to take care of you when something goes wrong. Inevitably, something, and when you're building a home, is going to go wrong. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And I always go back. Oh, didn't mean
go
to cut
ahead,
you off.
Babe,
no, I was going to say, I always go back to that story that we had, you know, that we seen, because it opens people's eyes, you know, where there was a new construction house and we asked them, hey, do you want to have an inspection? Oh, no, I don't think I need an inspection on a brand new home, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, well, it wouldn't hurt to get an inspection because, and lo and behold, they have an inspection and there was no insulation blown into the attic. And I'm sure it was an oversight on the builder's part. I'm sure it wasn't done intentionally. I don't believe that for a minute that they would have done that intentionally, but it was an oversight. And the thing is no, through all the inspections and everything else, it wasn't caught. And it's one of those things that, you know, the money that it cost, that it saved them, because then they were able to go back to the builder and say, you forgot the insulation, you know, that paid for itself with that inspection.
Yeah. And I know we're doing inspections too, just because we want to make sure it's done right. And we even had people who built in the subdivision tell us we didn't do inspections. They said, well, you don't really need them. And then
of course they did.
Three of them had radon issues. And then they had to pay for the remediation, whereas I'm going to get it done in advance. And they have something built into the contract where they will pay for basically, it's pretty much all of it if they find it. So,
absolutely.
But you have to have those done in advance, and having an agent team like you to help us through that process has made a world of difference.
Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show you, the builder you're working with knows you're in the business. They know, obviously, we are. But that just goes to show you, it doesn't matter. Stuff still happens.
It does.
Stuff gets missed. Things get done wrong, and everything isn't cookie cutter like people think it is.
Right.
So, you know, things happen. So that's why, again, you need to be working with a loan officer you can trust, real estate agents you can trust that are going to be there to fight for you when stuff happens, and it will happen. Like,
absolutely.
This is real estate.
Guaranteed.
So, you know, unfortunately, Rick and I still say every day, and I know you as well, doing this for being in real estate for over 20 years, I still see something new every day that I haven't seen before, or something comes up that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't had that happen
before. It's crazy. You do this for this long, you have that many thousands of transactions, and yet there's something new that pops up. And you're right, it's almost every single month. Wow, I never had that happen before. This is a new one.
And you're like, note to self, let me go tell all the agents on our team, if this ever happens, this is what you do. Because it's just a total learning experience every day. You feel like you're in school in this world.
It is, yeah.
You know?
I'm glad you said learning like experience instead of something else. It's a total, and I was like, oh, no, learning experience.
Hey, we are, you never know. We are on 590. Randy would be okay if we started cursing. Randy would be like, that's right, Tracy, you tell him. Yeah, but anyways, a learning experience. So, again, if you are thinking about building a home at this time of year, a lot of people start thinking, I'm going to build a home. I'm going to get started on it in the spring or whatever, even now. You really need to take an agent with you. People think, oh, I'm going to save money because I'm not taking an agent. That is not the case. You're not saving any right. money. That is already incorporated into the pricing. Trust me on that. And then you just have someone not representing you and walking you through the process.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not going to hear from somebody along the way. Oh, no, we're going to end up being able to save you that because, because you're not using an agent. But let's be honest. I mean, it's already built in because they don't know who's bringing an agent, who's not bringing an agent.
No, and in fact, when we did the pricing on it, I said, I have an agent and nothing changed. We'd already priced it out and nothing changed. Oh, okay, just let me know who they are.
Right.
We'll take care of it. And so that was just the initial stages, and then we got you involved and went from there, and nothing changed. It's included. And if you don't get an agent, they just keep it.
Right.
Yeah,
which they're glad to do.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, they
but
are
they
glad
are not representing you, as the buyer.
And not only that, a lot of times when you go to these new construction offices, they'll be like, if you use our lender, we'll give you this or we'll give you that. But my thing is, I want to drive the bus. You know, I tell everybody that, and Rick and I are constantly coaching the agents on our team, drive the bus, drive the situation. Because do you want someone controlling your situation, like, and having not informing you maybe of everything? Not saying they all do that or anything's happening unethical. I'm just saying, I want my own lender. I want to know that my appraisal is being done by my lender. I want to use my title company so that I know that things aren't being overlooked. You know, I just think when this is your largest investment, you really need to have someone representing you. You need to have open, full disclosure of everything. And I think, Rick and I have done this a long time. I've seen sometimes builders use a specific title company for a reason,
right?
Because they just get, they're like, well, they know us, they know what we've got, and da da da. No, I want my own title company. I want to make sure there's no liens that are going to come back for any unpaid bills on the property that I'm purchasing. Like, I just need that comfort of knowing this is all done on my own, and then the builder has no vestment in this.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. That's when we do home purchases, that's one of the arguments I've had from clients is, I'm just going to use them because they're already there and they know the process. And I say, that's exactly the reason you don't want to use them.
Right.
If there's a problem, they're vested together. With me, it's an outside party that's also helping you throughout the process. Not only that, we'll do it better than them. Same with the title company. It's a second set of eyes. Their title company, your title company. One's for you, though. One's for the builder. And not saying anything bad against the builder. It definitely gives you, as a buyer,
builders.
More options.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just something called fiduciary responsibility. And, you're representing your client. So you have the fiduciary responsibility to take care of that client and make sure that everything goes to their benefit as best you can. And so that's just called fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, we love working with builders. We're not knocking builders. I'm just saying it gets a little repetitious and just comfortable. And this, if I'm spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a house, you better know I'm going to do my research and my homework, and I'm going to make sure I'm protected and that my house is appraising for what I'm paying for it. And, you're just going to have someone who's looking out for you. So if you're thinking about building a home, I'd love for you to reach out to us. Let us help you throughout that process with the Rick and Tracy Ells team and Dustin Flasek to get your home pre-approval started and know that you've got a lender who's got your back, is going to be looking out for you throughout the process. And at Golden Oak Lending, they do any type of loan. It doesn't matter if it's FHA, VA, you do conventional, any type of loan.
Yep, USDA, jumbo, you name it, and we've got plenty of programs out there for you.
Yeah, jumbo loans. Rick and I have seen a lot of jumbo loans this year.
Right.
It seems like that market's still really strong.
It is. It is. And the programs we have for jumbo are amazing. Very smooth and easy process. I closed one last month, and he even said when we first started, I don't want this to be another 120-day process. And I just smiled and I said, don't have to worry about that. And in 20 days, he was closing. He couldn't believe it. He said he'd never had a jumbo process, and he's had a few of them, never had a jumbo process that smooth.
I was going to say, I think they're even streamlined, you know, a little bit better than they used to be in years past. So yeah, I know you guys can turn those around much quicker.
Much quicker and much easier. And that's something that we're known for, is how efficient we are. Generally, my average closing is a 2 to 3 week time frame from the time we sign to the time we close. It's very quick. I mean, in most places, I'm still hearing 60 days, 45 days, and it's kind of a hassle. They're asking for documents again, things like that. For us, we just are very efficient at what we do. This is what we're built around, and we're going to put you in the best loan, and we're going to get it done quick.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes me wonder when you hear 60 days and 90 days for sure. You know, you're like, wow, what is going
on? What are you doing over there?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and we should remind everyone again, what is a jumbo loan? Not everybody knows what that means.
Jumbo loan is just a loan size that goes above and beyond the government standard. So right now in Missouri, it's 453-100, if I remember correctly. So any loan size over that amount is they consider a jumbo at that point. In the past, sometimes there was very strict guidelines for, sometimes you had to have a lot of equity, sometimes your credit score had to be an 800. It was pretty tight. Right. Now they've realized, as you said, you've done more jumbos now. They've realized it's a bigger market now. So these investors have lightened up the guidelines, make them much more like conventional. You have higher amounts that you can put, you don't have to, I should say, lower amounts you have to put down.
Right.
Lower credit scores to qualify. It's a much easier process.
And that's key. I mean, really, when you're buying a $500,000 plus house, you know, I mean, coming up with the down payment on that can be kind of hefty. So I'm glad that they dropped that down
really
a little
hefty,
bit to make it where it's a lot easier to manage.
Yeah, I mean, I remember at times it was 30%.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're buying $500,000. Well, the loan size might have been too small, but $150,000 or, you know, maybe $180,000. That's a lot of money to come up
with. It is.
It definitely is. How can people reach you if they'd like to get pre-approved and get their home process started?
They can reach me direct at work at 314-590-6815 or on my cell, 314-805-8539.
And we can't say enough great things about Dustin. He does a fabulous job. You can also pick up a copy of the Tracy Ellis Real Estate Magazine that should be hitting store shelves this weekend. And Golden Oak Lending has an ad in the magazine as well with their contact information right there. Again, it's Dustin Flasick. Tricky, though, with the spelling of that last name. If you're going to be looking for him on social, it's
F-L-A-S-S-I-G.
Yeah, that's
and you get to see my picture
one.
in your advertisement,
wow.
Too. So
oh. And that's a bonus.
Wow,
right there.
That's a bonus. Yes. And you can always go to the Rick and Tracy Ellis team Facebook business page. All of Dustin's information is always shared there as well. Well, thanks for coming in today, Dustin. It's
thanks
always
again.
Great seeing you.
It is great. Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined with the lovely Sandy Miller from Fox 2 News. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
So I know you have one of your favorite guests in today because you're all about the brewery lights.
I'm all about holidays and tradition and just, you know, news can be so bad, but the holidays are a time where we really concentrate and focus on the positive.
Ain't that the truth?
That happens and people just get a little joyful, you know, this time of year. And I like it. It's a good change of pace for me.
Way to go,
so,
Sandy.
And one of my absolute favorite things to do during the holidays is go down to the Anheuser-Busch InBev Brewery. And it is gorgeous. If you haven't been, you have got to check it out this year. Scott Smith is joining us from down at Anheuser-Busch. Scott, first of all, thanks so much for being with us, taking time out. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot for having me today.
So this thing just gets bigger and bigger every year. So if folks have not had a chance to go down there first, just tell us what the brewery lights are all about.
Sure. So we'll start off. It's over, well over a million lights. We have an ice skating rink. We have, we open up the brewery grounds to the guests, let them experience the brewery at their own pace, enjoy all the lights. We have plenty of different experiences from taking a photo with our world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales to skating around on our ice skating rink, and even we're adding a train this year.
Oh, wow. Okay, see, I knew that you guys would be adding something, so I was going to ask for those who have been there in the past, what would be new this year? So what? Tell us about the train, what that's going to be all about.
Sure. So the train will be located down by our Bevo packaging plant. It will be, it's a trackless train, and it's all decorated and decked out for the holidays. Perfect for families to put their little ones on and take a spin around the brewery Lights Express.
Little competition for Polar Express.
I
know, that?
That's what I thought.
You would not believe. I mean, you guys go all out. The first year, there was this big snow globe, but it was the kind that you walked inside of. And so you got your holiday picture, and it looked like you were inside of a snow globe,
very
which
cool.
was amazing. Aww. The second year, I took complete advantage of the fire pits. And it was so nice to be able to walk through, see the... would you say over a million lights? I mean, the lights just go on and on forever. But to walk down the street there, take all of that in, and then come back and be able to snuggle up next to the fire was really nice. Will you have fire pits again this year?
Sure, absolutely. We will have our fire pit packages available again. They're designed really for a group of 2 to 8. Guests can snuggle up against the fire, have some s'mores. Also includes admission to our Old Schoolhouse Museum, where we have a full buffet, private restrooms, and it's really we have experiences for everybody, something that everybody can find. You know, we have fire pits, we have VIP packages. If you just want to come down with your family and enjoy the lights, that's great too.
You can do that too. Now, you guys have the brew garden there, and is that going to be open? Can people come in and like have dinner before they go to tour the lights?
Sure. So we actually have a little bit of a modified menu for the beer garden. But yeah, absolutely. The beer garden's open for plenty of food, drinks, and fun.
Yeah, we did that one year. It was so nice. The food was just phenomenal. But, you know, go there and have dinner. Just kind of made a whole night of it. So you can absolutely do that. Or if you live in the area and you have other plans, it's certainly a great spot just to pop in, do a little tour for an hour or so. So, I mean, you can spend as much or as little time there as you want, right, Scott?
That's exactly it. The one of the neatest things I feel about Brewery Lights is it's something that you can take as little or as long time that you'd like to enjoy. You know, when you drive by the brewery on 55, it kind of seems like this magical place. And when we open up the brewery to the public and let people take it in, they really seem to enjoy it. So, you know, whether you want to grab a bite to eat in the beer garden or if you're looking for a more upscale experience, we really have tried to have Brewery Lights appeal to everybody across the board.
I can say it really does. I've been down there and I've taken, you know, young nephews all the way up to my parents, and it didn't matter what your age was. I mean, there was something there that everybody enjoyed. And as far as Fox 2, you know, we always fly as soon as you guys light up, you know, for the season. We always take Sky Fox up over and see the lights from above, but it's even more spectacular when you're in there walking through. I think the first year you walk through a snow tunnel. There's just always a little surprise around every corner. You never know what you're going to get, you know, when you go down there. But you guys have a lot of really unique, fun experiences for everybody.
Sure. You know, especially, you know, this year we have our lighted tunnel again. But this year, the lights are actually synchronized to music.
Oh!
So we're always trying to up our game here.
There you go. That sounds fantastic. Okay, so talk about when you guys open for the season and when's the last day that people can take in Brewery Lights.
Sure. So we open November 15th. We are open Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through December 30th. Brewery Lights starts at 5 p.m. and ends at 10 p.m.
Okay, and to get tickets and to kind of find out what your options are as far as the, you know, VIP if you want, or if you want a fire pit, or if you don't want that and you just want admission, where can people go to find that information?
Sure, the best place to look for it is at brewerylights.com or on our social medias at Home of Budweiser as well.
Okay, and you can buy your tickets online as well.
Absolutely.
And pick them up when you get there.
Exactly.
Okay, so silly me, I completely forgot to mention the most important thing is the beer tasting. So,
right?
Rick's the Bud Select
man. We are going down to the brewery. So tell us how that works. Now, I know when I'd gone down before, you kind of got a little bracelet, and there were different areas throughout the whole campus where you could stop by and taste different Anheuser-Busch InBev products. Is that still the way it works, or what do we do this year?
So this year, we're actually offering everybody a full 16-ounce sample instead of the small ones.
Nice.
So you're going to get that nice big frosty beverage of your choice. And then we actually, on select nights, our research pilot brewery that resides within the Anheuser-Busch St. Louis brewery is going to be bringing out and doing on select nights some special tastings down in the brew house courtyard. So, of course, there's always that free sample that you're going to get to enjoy. You're going to also be able to take advantage of some different beer experience as well.
Did you know there was a deep, dark, secret brew place down on the campus
not,
there, Rick?
But I want to see it now.
His face kind of lit up like, wait, what are they doing down there?
Yeah. And the freshest beer there, I'm telling you, their beer is always great, but there's something special when you go down there. I mean, it's super fresh.
That is so true. It's the best beer.
Well, it's such a great experience. And, you know, I've kind of made it a family tradition for us because, like I said, you know, when my nephews were young, we would go down and they would love it. They got out on the ice skating rink. They absolutely love the Clydesdales. And, you know, doing the roasting s'mores over the fire was great. And then the older kids and the adult kids got to have their sample of beers and tried some things that maybe they hadn't tried before and just kind of went through the lights. And there's just some amazing photo ops, too, for the holidays. So one of my kids actually took the photo of inside the globe and kind of made that their Instagram photo for the season.
It's a good idea.
I don't do Instagram. I'm good to get Facebook, you know, under control here. But
if they did,
I don't know about exactly.
Well, it sounds like a great time. I can't wait to check it out. And if you're like Rick, I know, and Sandy, I live with Santa Claus, and I know Sandy is Sandy Claus. But I'm sure you have your Christmas lights up.
I do. I absolutely do. And I wanted to talk because the brewery is amazing. When you guys go down there to look at those lights, they certainly put you in the mood. So when you go down and do that, next weekend, and then you come back, oh, man, my house looks a little dark. I've got an idea for you.
You're gonna brighten up your idea.
Exactly.
Santa Claus has you covered.
I do. I've already got my lights up. Isn't that awful? But you know what? That way, it's good to install early before the temperatures get too low.
Safety concerns for
the
installers.
And for the installers, exactly. So I have mine up. I'm not going to turn them on, though, until after Thanksgiving. But call Window Bright. Kim's going to answer the phone. She is absolutely amazing, and she can send her husband out there. Ralph comes out, gives you a free estimate to do lights on your house. They're custom for your house, so you don't have to climb up there. I know my husband Matt, he would do it for me every year, but didn't necessarily like being on the roof. So so they come out, they customize it for your house, they store it in the wintertime for you. If you call them, they'll give you a free timer with the install, which is fantastic. So now we have it timed out to where after Thanksgiving when I get home, because I get home so late from Fox 2 News, that they'll be on but turn off shortly after I get home and then pop on so that Matt can see them when he gets home. But again, you know, they do free estimates. They customize them to your home, to your roof line. They can do as much or as little as you want. Three sides, if one side doesn't really face, you know, the traffic coming in or however you want to do it. But they are fantastic and they're already filling up, which so Rick, you and I aren't the only ones
in the holiday spirit.
There's a lot
of other smart people out there.
Right. But it's Window Bright. Other times of the year, they do gutter cleaning, they do windows, that sort of thing. But this time of year, they, you know, I rely on them for my Christmas, my holiday lights, and they just do such a fantastic job. You know me, I'm all about the customer service. So the service is fantastic. The quality LED bulbs are just beautiful.
That's the big thing now is those LEDs.
Right. And they don't, if they burn out, they come out and fix them. If the wind would happen to pop one off, they come out and replace that. So they take good care of you. So if you're looking at holiday lights, I would recommend calling Window Bright.
The difference between you and Rick is Rick would not wait till after Thanksgiving.
Day after Halloween is
after the
lights up.
When the Christmas lights come up, they're on. Like that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
I wear it proud.
Well, it's Window Bright, Window BRITE.com. So check them out. And also, again, Scott, tell us how folks can find out information about their brewery lights this year.
Sure. Again, our website is brewerylights.com. Select the St. Louis location because we also have brewery lights in Merrimack, New Hampshire, as well as Fort Collins, Colorado.
Right.
So make sure you select St. Louis, and all the info for brewery lights will be right there.
And they even have those great fire pits, right?
They do, and it's kind of an area. I have a really funny story, Scott, because I don't know that you knew this. The first year that you guys did this, I'm like, oh, I've got to go try this out so that I can talk about it. Went out there, and they didn't have the fire pits kind of over in the more isolated area. They were just kind of spread out wherever, and they had little signs up. So I looked and looked and looked, and there wasn't an empty spot. I'm like, well, I paid for my, you know,
My fire pit,
and I've got these little nephews with me. I'm like, I need my fire pit. So I kind of look around, and sure enough, there was a sign that said Miller, and they had just laid it down and filled in my area. I'm like, oh, no, that's mine. Well, then I'm like, well, they're going to recognize me, hopefully, if they watch the right news station in St. Louis. Right. And I don't want to be a bully, but that's my fire pit that I paid for.
You paid for it.
So being the big chicken that I am, but then also being about, hey, that's mine. I went and got security. And they were very, very nice. They were like, excuse us, you know, is this, did you pay for it? And they're like, oh, no, but, you know, we just, we thought that we would just, you know, take
people
advantage of that, right?
Let's just have a seat.
Right. But they smiled and, you know, I gave them an extra little bag of s'mores and let them finish up before we kicked them all the way out. But so I had to call in security for my fire pit.
That was something that we definitely learned after the first year that we're going to have a nice exclusive area set aside, you know, gate controlled. And it really kind of, it prevents that from happening.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
Yeah. So don't, So if you want that, and it really is a great experience because you never really know what the weather is going to be like. You know, one night it's fantastic and another night it was freezing cold down there. So the fire really, really helps. So it's a good, it kind of a good safety net. So if it's one of those cold nights, you can walk around and then go up and warm up and then kind of go back out again. So
a great compromise is get yourself your favorite cold beverage and a hot fire. Then you're set no matter what.
Rick's ready to go.
Yeah. He's always ready to go if you're talking about a cold Bud Select.
Yeah.
And Drake is all about a s'more. So
that's
the fire pit and the Bud Select.
Everybody's
how can you go
covered.
Wrong?
That's right.
The ice skating rink, though, I should just mention because I know people out there going, oh, wow, that sounds fantastic. Is there a separate ticket for that or is that included when you go in with your admission?
So when you come in, obviously Brewery Lights to attend is free. Again, this year we're partnering with the St. Louis Blues Alumni Association. And 100% of the donations for the skate rentals will go to the St. Louis Blues Alumni Charities, as well as this year we've actually added some preferred parking right on the internal lots of the brewery there. And the St. Louis Blues Alumni will also be getting a portion of those parking proceeds as well. So come down, you know, you can pay and get a nice preferred parking spot and support great charities along the way.
It's fantastic. We look forward to it. We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, so many times we're asked when people are buying their home, you know, who do you recommend for a home inspection company? Obviously.
That's an easy question to answer.
And what's the answer?
What is the answer?
Well, for me, it's Mueller to Post Home Inspections, the Scott Frederick team.
Every time.
And wow, Scott is joining us. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while because you've been so swamped.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to be busy, but I miss being here. This is always good company and fun.
Oh, so, glad to have you. I know you've expanded and added quite a few inspectors to your team.
Yep, it's been a building year, and we've got 6 quality ASHI certified inspectors. And all of our additional services are in-house and covered. Everybody's got protocols and standard operating procedures and is operating like a finely tuned machine.
Wow.
So
that's how businesses
be.
Should run.
Hey, we spent the better part of the year writing. I mean, I want, no matter who does the inspection, I want the same experience to be delivered across the board.
Exactly.
So, you know, what's ironic is we'll look at numbers monthly and we'll see all of our guys and how many inspections they did. And it's ironic how, you know, everybody is within one of each other.
Right.
It's almost, okay, he did 30 this month, he did 30, he did 29, he did 28. So, you know, that's the way I like to see
and
it.
And everybody's happy if
that's
they're working.
So important.
Right.
Yeah.
And the advantage for realtors listening is obviously there's nothing more frustrating than when your client buys a property and you want to get in there. You want to get the inspection going.
Right.
You want to make sure this is going to move forward and you're going to be able to reach an agreement because really the inspection process and negotiating that sometimes is just as bad, if not worse, than the actual sale price.
Yep.
So that's something you're like, I got to get through this portion. And it's very frustrating when you can't get an inspector to do an inspection sometimes for a week.
Yeah.
Or 10 days.
Well,
you know,
you have.
It's kind of, it's neat. I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, we, you know, by hiring the right people like we have this year, we can guarantee we'll have it scheduled within 48 hours. So that is everything that we've been working for. That offer is going to go until February because traditionally these months are a little bit slower than the jam packed spring and summer. But I hope to have that 48 hour window all year long.
Right.
So you have to have capacity and you have to be able to afford to pay guys if they're not working and or have something for them to do. 48 hours we'll guarantee we'll get the inspection on the books and done. Obviously weekends are going to come into play and that is not part of this. So, yeah, if you call Monday, we'll get it done by Wednesday.
You can't beat
that. Which is huge.
Yeah.
Because it's, like I said, many times, I mean, we've had to wait sometimes for, in the past, for up to a week. And you're like, hey, we're going to have to, like, be on our border deadline for inspection. But not with Scott Frederick's team at Peller to Post. You can rest assured, usually within 48 hours, 72, they're going to be there doing the inspection and a thorough job. Very detailed. And I love the fact that they have everything in house. They take care of getting everything over there. If you need a septic or a well, or if you want a gas inspection.
Right. And we were at a client's house not that long ago, Tracy, you'll remember. And that's what they were asking. They were, we were talking about getting a pre-inspection, and they were asking about, you know, well, who else do I have to call? I have to call so-and-so and so-and-so. And we're like, nope, one call does it all. And they're like, really? So they were very happy to hear they can just make the one simple phone call. You guys take care of all the various inspections that they needed. And it makes it quick and easy on everybody.
Yeah, you have to be able to deliver at that level because, you know, we don't want to call the listing agent five times to set up five different appointments or have different vendors call to
And we don't want that,
permission.
Trust me.
No,
we don't. One call will say, hey, you know what, we're going to do everything today, and then we're going to come back in 2 days and pick up radon, or we're going to drop radon 2 days prior to.
Right.
But, yeah, the 48 hours is a big deal. But, you know, in addition to that, if we can't meet that guarantee, then we'll give you $100 off any inspection. So,
wow,
you know, there's going to be a little carrot there. So, yeah, we will deliver.
There was
a little carrot.
There was
That's
something
a
else.
That, way to put it.
There was something else that you guys were giving away for free.
Termite inspections.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that
for the rest of the
still,
year.
Rest of the year.
See, you can't beat that.
No, I mean,
that
it's
outstanding.
You've got to give back a little bit. And, you know, it, for us, it's just say, you know what, we can afford to offer coupons. We want to. You know, we during the when it's really hot and heavy and busy, you tend to overlook some of your marketing strategies and ways to really, you know, offer, you know, discounts and deals. I mean, we'll always offer something if it's asked or needed. But, yeah, coupon for free termite goes through the end of the year, and the 48-hour guarantee is through February 1st.
You can't beat any of that.
That is awesome. And, again, buying a home is your largest investment, and selling. You know, you got to think about when you're selling your home, and there's nothing worse than thinking, okay, I've got it under contract. We've reached agreements on a sale price and all the terms. Then the inspection phase, again, it's like a whole nother world now dealing with inspections.
A lot of fun.
So as a seller, you need to protect yourself. I strongly recommend you doing a pre-sell home inspection. We've been talking about that on the show now for a couple of years because for many years I was against that. I've talked about it openly on the show for, you know, we've been doing a radio show now for over 7 years. And for probably five of those years, I was like, no, why are we going to pay for an inspection? The buyer's going to do that.
Is that because you like to live on the edge?
No, it's because I don't like my clients to spend money unnecessarily. I like to save them money. So I was like, no, Rick and I don't support that because the buyer's going to do their own. Why should we have our sellers paying money out of their pocket? But then the world changed of inspections.
Boy, did it.
And, I mean, we've been doing this 20 years. I saw a huge shift in the market with people were using, they were feeling like they were paying top dollar over list price for these homes. So they were taking it to the seller during the inspection period. So that's when it shifted for me because I was like, oh, my gosh, it's like negotiating a whole nother contract during inspections. It was like, fix this, you know, fix that. Now it's like, oh my gosh, I want $3,000. I want $5,000.
And let's be honest. I mean, we've both seen deals fall apart over a couple hundred dollars during an inspection. And because it became a personal issue and not really a business decision.
Because they get so beat down during the negotiating of the sale contract that they're like, I got to get something. And that's their way they think to go back and get it. And I tell clients all the time, please don't think people will not walk away over a GFCI.
I've seen less than $200.
They will totally be like, it's more of a mental thing at that point. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nope. And even though we try to reel them in and be like, this is business, it's not personal, this is, you don't want to lose this house.
Right.
Nope, there'll be another house. You're like, oh my gosh, okay. Right.
It's that pride thing, you know?
It is.
A very, you know, it gets very heated. So again, it is so advisable if you are a seller to do a pre-sell inspection. It's half the cost on average of a normal home inspection. You're not getting anything less. You're getting a thorough inspection of your home for them to find the, key things that a buyer's going to be looking for during their inspection phase. What that does is it allows you the opportunity to let someone come in, and you might be able to make the repairs yourself. You may have a family member who's handy that can make the repairs. So you're knocking out issues that are going to arise anyway when the buyer does their inspection. And just having less to worry about when that time comes, you can feel comfortable knowing like it's a solid deal. Because any of our clients that have done the pre-sale home inspections, the inspection phase has been so smooth, easy, and very rarely has additional things popped up that weren't already brought to their attention.
It's a bad time to have a big surprise happen is when you're selling your house, you know, and you go through the inspection and, oh, by the way, now you got 10 days to decide, you know, if 10 days, you know, do you want to spend the money to make that repair or do you not? So that's a bad time for a big surprise. I did want to say, give kudos to Scott's, one of Scott's people. He came out because I had a brain dead moment and at my house, and thought I had the gas turned on from my fire, both my fireplaces, and said called Scott up because his guys take care of everything. It's one call does it all. So called him up. He sent one of his guys out. I think Kevin it was.
No, I sent my gas inspector out, Anthony.
Yep. Anthony, that's who it was. Anthony came out and was like, oh, thank God I wasn't home.
but he left a message. Rick, do you have the gas on?
I had the pilot on. So he took care of that. Now my fireplaces are working as intended.
That's the way it should be. Thank you very much. Oh, you're welcome. I mean, that's an example of how you should do business. You know, we're all friends, and that's the way I see this whole industry, whether it's a buyer, whether it's a realtor, whoever it is. Treat them all like your friends.
Having a brain dead moment.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, you know.
Hey, as long as I have heat, I'm good.
We do not.
So
we're good to go.
I freeze all the time, so those fires are cranking.
Oh, I bet.
I love the message Anthony left on my phone. He was very polite about it. I was like, man, I would have
been like, you don't. Well, if you would have went downstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even downstairs. Right, it was right away. There
like,
in the
you
fireplace.
Believe I? No, I'm
sorry. Oh, my gosh.
So
I'm
thanks,
sure
Anthony.
He got that call.
No.
But, hey, I don't care. We are so swamped all the time. We're lucky that we thought to make the call to get the fireplaces
checked. Yeah, when I got on the floor to turn the pilot off, I was able to get up. So.
But the bottom line is, Pillar to Post, the Scott Frederick team, a great, reputable company in our area that you can trust that is not going to create issues either, which is what I love. Too many times people take the inspection way too far. I'm like, this is not like cosmetic improvement time. This is defects, things that need addressed. It's not like, you know, those shutters are, you know, some people just go overboard.
No, it wears me down. I mean, I hear stories and it's like, come on, man. You don't have to be so alarming and so, I don't want to say the wrong word. You don't want to be so, you know, set in your ways where you've got to find something or sensationalizing, you know, an issue when it's really not. I mean, everything can be addressed. Everything can be fixed. I mean, very rarely is there ever like, oh my God, you know, you need to hit the road and run.
Right.
Don't buy
this
one.
Yeah. That's what I love about Scott Frederick team is we've had inspection reports that have been 3 pages long of a summary report, and we've had some that have been 2 items. So that's my point. If it's not there, he's not going to create it, because why? That's not helping anyone. Your job is to be honest, find the issues, and report them to the clients and let the agents do their job and get it dealt with.
This is a true story. I've had reports come back with the exterior electrical covers, where one was just turned just askew just a little bit. I mean, just slightly turned askew, and it was flagged. And I walked up and just snugged it. Solution.
Let's put that on an inspection report.
It made not only an inspection report, but it made a summary page.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you've got to be kidding. So I've seen it all.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, this job is not – I mean, you're really a consultant. I mean, I really spend a lot of time talking to clients. I mean, you're there to educate them, help them. This is what we have. This is how you can address it. The realtors are going to decide on how to, you know, fix things or how they're going to negotiate it. I mean, please, I mean, just know that it's not a time to beat a house up and or feel like you have to make something out of nothing. I mean, I would rather find nothing and say this house is amazing.
Right.
You know?
And, amazing houses do exist.
Yeah, right. You can reach me by phone, 314-571-9824, or email at frederickteam@pillartopost.com.
You can always find Scott on our VIP vendor list for building inspectors. Again, that's the Pillar to Post Scott Frederick team in the Tracy Ellis Real Estate Magazine. You can always visit tracyellis.com, click on the magazine box or our VIP vendor list and see their information there as well. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We want to talk with you about some of our beautiful listings. This one is an amazing home at 729 Highway H in Troy, listed for $950,000. This is a four-bedroom, five-bath home on 13.5 acres. What an opportunity to own a little piece of paradise. This stately, custom-built atrium ranch has a beautiful in-ground pool, an outdoor kitchen, and it's a perfect setting for entertaining with custom finishes throughout the 7,000-square-foot sprawling ranch home. Many features throughout, including a 30-by-70 shop building with concrete floors, and an option to purchase all of the acreage for a total of 47 acres. Again, only $950,000 for this stunning house on 13.5 acres.
Tracy, we also have a beautiful property on 1556 Clearview Road, and this is in Union, Missouri. And this is a beautiful opportunity to own an amazing horse boarding facility. It contains 30.04 acres of a farm. It's a boarding facility. It features three barns, an indoor arena, nine lush pastures. Each pasture is 3 to 5 acres, fenced and cross-fenced, so that's perfect. Three rail wood fencing to separate the pastures. Eight pastures have dry lots with electric fencing. Two have run-in sheds. All pastures are fitted with electrical outlets and frost-free hydrants. That's good for to keep the water running and available for the horses. It has a 75 by 100 lighted indoor arena. It's climate controlled. It has a viewing lounge with a kitchenette and full bath. 110 by 210 outdoor arena also lets you enjoy the beautiful views from outside. A big barn has 14 stalls and large tack room, feed rooms, indoor washrooms. The heated barn house boasts 6-stall room, upper full bath, kitchen, and lower full bath. The machine barn stores hay, tools, tractors. I can go on and on. This is a beautiful piece of property, great for boarding horses, and that's 1556 Clearview in Union, priced at $699,900.
42 Wincastle Place in St. Charles is listed for $1,325,000. This is a stunning home. Wait till you see behind these doors in this issue of our magazine. Attention to detail is incredible throughout this estate. It's on almost an acre. It's a sprawling full brick home, four-car garage, has its own private staircase from the garage leading you down to a workshop with an enclosed storm shelter that is currently being used for all of their yard lawnmower equipment. It's just a perfect setting. The detail throughout this home is impeccable. I mean, so much millwork. There are also three lower level walkouts. The office is a ceiling that is just absolutely stunning, would take your breath away. So you have to check out 42 Wincastle Place in St. Charles. Again, that is four beds, seven bathrooms, 5,155 square feet without the lower level that has a stunning bar and theater room for a total of over 8,000 finished square feet.
I absolutely love that house, and just walking through it is a treat, so you have to take a look at that one. We also have 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka, Missouri, and this is priced at $1,399,999, and this is a beautiful opportunity to own a one-story custom ranch-style house in Sunrise Acres subdivision. It's five bedrooms, seven baths. Sits on over 4.4 acres, has beautiful pasture. From the moment you drive up to the property, you'll notice attention to detail from the circle drive to the gorgeous brick and stone front. To the right of the property is a beautiful fenced pasture for horses. In the back of the property is there is a beautiful in-ground pool and a five-stall horse barn that is as pretty as the home itself. I mean, absolutely gorgeous barn. It includes a washroom, a loft overlooking the stables, and also a tack room that has heating and air conditioning. This is a one-and-a-half-story home, actually. It has two master suites on the main level, another bedroom suite upstairs, along with two additional bedrooms and a possible third in the finished lower-level walkout. The beautiful thing about this home is it also has three lower-level walkouts, so that's a unique feature. The home has all the bells and whistles, three laundry rooms, three fireplaces, beautiful staircase, zoned heating and cooling, water softener, and just a really nice kitchen, a chef's delight. This home is a must-see, and that's 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka, priced at $1,399,999.
969 Bentley Park Circle in O'Fallon is listed for $380,000. This is a terrific opportunity to move in to this move-in-ready home in a prime location with gleaming hardwood floors on the main and the upper level. You'll love the open floor plan with a formal dining room with tray ceiling. It has a study, a great room, a hearth room off the breakfast room. Upstairs is huge bedrooms, zoned heating and cooling with humidifiers, and a deep pour basement that has recently been finished. So it's move-in ready again, only $380,000 on Bentley Park Circle.
We have 2507 Viola Gill Lane, and this is in Grover, listed at $439,900, and this is in the Wildwood Trail subdivision. Beautiful, four bedrooms, three baths. This home is the popular Park Place floor plan with 2,756 square feet. Four bedrooms, two and a half baths with a two-car garage with storage. This is a unique Pulte home design. Features a two-story grand foyer, open concept living spaces, first floor laundry, outdoor covered patio, spacious loft, flex room, and just many, many updates. The kitchen is fantastic. I love the open floor plan in this home. It comes upgraded with granite countertops, recessed can lighting, stainless steel built-in appliances, and a five-burner gas cooktop, which everybody wants. It also has a canopy range over the hood. And the owner's suite showcases a lovely master bedroom and bathroom with dual closets, which are very important. Frameless shower doors, and just every attention to detail. 9-foot pour in the basement, so the lower level is fantastic. It also has spray foam insulation, James Hardy siding, upgraded garage doors with a front door, and just beautiful home. 2507 Viola Gill, listed $439,900.
2603 East Highway 47 in Winfield is listed for $274,000. This is on 3.6 acres, a 2,300 square foot home with a three stall barn, and it's an incredibly move-in ready condition with a lot of updates, including appliances, roofing, flooring, HVAC, electrical, you name it, they've done it. It even has a 32 by 48 garage and outbuilding with 200 amp electrical service, and this owner has had this property for 23 years, so it's in impeccable condition. Again, that's 2603 East Highway 47 in Winfield for only $274,000 on almost 4 acres.
This is a beautiful home here. We got 12824 Ledoux Road in Crevecoeur. This is in the Schnars Estates subdivision, easy for me to say. One-and-a-half-story home. It's absolutely gorgeous, five bedrooms, five baths, three-car garage, 4,624 square feet. This home sits on a one-acre prime lot in the Ledoux area right before Mason Road. So it's a great location, right next to Belle Reve Country Club Golf Course. Fantastic location. Backyard is incredible. Has a lot of privacy and trees everywhere. Has a beautiful in-ground pool. And again, it's such a prime location too. In this home, you're going to find a brick fireplace, wet bar, updated kitchen with 42-inch cabinets, granite countertops, island bar, again, double ovens, tile backsplash. This home has a lot of upgrades. It's in beautiful shape. The backyard is very private. Circle driveway, listed at $724,999, and that's 12824 Ledoux Road. Come check it out.
410 Holden Road in Defiance is almost 13 acres listed for $925,000 with a unique custom home, all brick, with over 4,500 square feet of living space. It has a beautiful rock wall inside the home with a lovely fireplace, a 16x9 bar area in the lower level, complete with a kegerator. An unbelievable landscaping on this property. There's a pool in the backyard, a 3-car garage, and you have your own stocked lake ready for fishing and a huge pole barn on the property. Again, that's 410 Holden Road in Defiance for $925,000.
We also have 944 Kiefer Ridge Drive, and this is in Baldwin, for $515,000. It's a great price on this beautiful 1.5-story home. 4 bedrooms, 4 baths. It's in the Rockwood School District in Kiefer Trails, and it's 3,312 square feet, and it's on 0.83 acres, so it's almost an acre lot. This is a really, really nice backyard, very private, a lot of trees. A new carpet in the home. The home's been freshly painted in many of the rooms, granite countertops in the kitchen, refinished hardwood floors. Beautiful home. You have to come take a look at this. It has zoned heating and cooling, has a Trex deck, and a 3-car side entry garage, and the new roof in 2016. So that's 944 Kiefer Ridge Drive, listed at $515,000.
2639 Summit View Drive in Barnhart is listed for $549,900 on almost 6 acres. This is a 6-bedroom and 5-bath home with a huge great room, atrium staircase with windows that come up to that 12-foot ceiling in the great room. Beautiful slate tile floors. The living room has a 14-foot tall tree ceiling. There are 4 gas fireplaces in this home. A finished walkout lower level that is just as incredible as the main level. 400-amp electrical service, an 80-gallon hot water heater. And I know that the homeowners, so what they love is the privacy, the wildlife everywhere. Their kids could be out riding their 4-wheelers and not having to worry about the neighbors getting upset. Just a gorgeous luxury home on almost 6 acres, completely private, oversized 3-car garage. Again, only $549,900 in Barnhart.
We also have a really beautiful horse property and 6512 Franks Road, and this is in House Springs. And this is one of the lowest priced horse properties I've seen in a long time. Absolutely incredible. You'll love the driving up to the driveway to the property. It sits on almost 6 acres, 5.9 acres. The home on the property has 4 bedrooms and 3 baths. It's a 2-car garage. Beautiful home, has a walkout lower level, partially finished, and it has plenty of storage. Also, there are some new features to the house. The furnace is newer, and the shower rough-in is available in the lower level. Just outside is a concrete foundation shed with electric for your outside storage needs. Has a barn on the property as well, and has 2 stalls for horses in it, and very nice and large. It's equipped with electric and water, and if you love horses, this location is excellent. So you have 6 acres on the property. There's also a riding path and a barn and a pasture that leads to a custom riding rink. So this is a great horse property for the low price of $399,500, and again, it's on almost 6 acres at 6512 Franks Road in House Springs.
Again, we want to remind you, if you're thinking of buying or selling, I hope you'll visit TracyEllis.com. We'd love to help you. The newest edition of our magazine will be out on store shelves later next week. If you're thinking about buying or selling, you can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at Tracy@TracyEllis.com. Or you can always reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
We hope you have a great weekend, everyone.